You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A number of Western Wisconsin schools have received a portion of nearly $1 million in grant funding through the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The agency's Wisconsin Fast Forward grants aim to address a shortage in skilled workers by supporting upgrades to technical education training equipment. The Durand, Arkansas School District in Pepin County and Elk Mound Area School District in Dunn County each received $100,000 in grant funding. The Augusta School District in Eau Claire County received $6,000. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Tony Weed have introduced new legislation to ensure all state residents can watch the Green Bay Packers this season. The legislation seeks to address an issue where over 400,000 people in 13 counties, including many in northwest Wisconsin, are assigned to an out-of-state TV market and may not be able to access the Packers TV broadcast. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite providers to give their Wisconsin subscribers access to programming from another Wisconsin-based broadcast market. Governor Tony Evers has announced that Wisconsin will join the U.S. Climate Alliance's Affordable Clean Cars Coalition. According to a press release, the multi-state initiative aims to continue the country's transition towards more affordable and energy-efficient electric vehicles. The coalition aims to develop solutions to make cleaner vehicles more affordable and available, to continue to build up electric vehicle infrastructure, to develop new policies to reduce vehicle pollution, and to bolster the country's ability to compete in the global electric vehicle market. The proposed bill that would bring increased penalties for perpetrators of online sextortion scams is advancing in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Sextortion involves a scammer attempting to acquire intimate photos or videos of their potential victim. The scammer then uses those photos or videos to blackmail their victim, threatening to publicly release the illicit content unless they receive payment. The proposed legislation has already passed unanimously in the State Assembly and was discussed in a State Senate committee hearing on Wednesday. The city of Eau Claire is encouraging residents to try its new transportation service with two free rides this month. The new Northern Light service officially launched a little over a month ago, offering residents on the north side of the city a microtransit service similar to a rideshare service. The rides usually cost $1.75, but this month anyone who downloads or has already downloaded the Northern Light app will get two free rides. City officials say they will decide in the coming months whether to continue offering the pilot program next year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking additional public input on a proposed road improvement project in Eau Claire and Trumbull counties. The proposed project area includes U.S. 53 from Old Town Hall Road in Eau Claire to U.S. 10 in Osseo. The project would see the replacement of aging pavement, culverts, and guardrails, as well as the addition of a turn lane at Hillview Road. Construction work is currently scheduled to begin in 2027 and would require a traffic detour. The DOT will accept public comments on the project until October 1st. The Polk County Public Health Department has announced a second positive rabies test in a bat found in the county. According to a press release, county health officials are urging residents to practice caution when around wildlife, especially with their pets. They should also check their pet's rabies vaccination history to ensure they're up to date and protected against possible infection. If residents are bitten or scratched by a wild animal, they should thoroughly wash the area of the bite or scratch and contact their doctor or local health department as soon as possible. A recent report from the Department of Veterans Affairs Office found that all three of Wisconsin's Veteran Affairs hospitals are struggling with worker shortages. The issue is not exclusive to Wisconsin, with the report finding workforce shortages at nearly every VA facility across the country. The report also noted that the Tomah VA Medical Center in western Wisconsin is in need of several doctors in addition to its nursing shortage. Despite the shortages, the Department of Veteran Affairs is planning to cut nearly 30,000 jobs at the end of the month. The Groundwater Coordinating Council has shared its recommendations for continuing to protect the state's waterways with the Wisconsin State Legislature. According to a press release from the Department of Natural Resources, the council's recommendations are focused on growing water quality issues in the state, including addressing contamination issues from PFAS, pesticides, and nitrates. The council also recommended new efforts with local agencies to identify sustainable water sources and develop a regional framework to manage water withdrawals. A federal judge has ruled that Wisconsin must give back pay to disabled workers who were denied unemployment payments because they received disability payments through Social Security. The court order requires the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development to create a process for residents who were denied unemployment benefits between September of 2015 and this past July to receive the payments. The judge ruled the state law that was used to prevent those residents from collecting unemployment benefits intentionally discriminated against them. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddy Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings, and he was masterful. Ton of strikeouts. Gave up 2 hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State tomorrow afternoon at 3. Backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good. And I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickell, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by 2-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5'8". She is a special, special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today and very windy with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as windy with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.